The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way again today with a true prophetic message right out of the greatest source book God's ever given man, and that is your Holy Bible. And I want to call your attention to the fact that this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the world-conforming church of our Lord and to our old misguided and sick society. And I pray that the Lord will truly give you ears to hear this message sent by Holy Ghost anointing. We continue the message today entitled, Our Sick Society, and I begin with a scripture found in your Holy Bible, ladies and gentlemen, in the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there's no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, and killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore the Lord says, the land shall mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and because you rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. And seeing you forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Now, I know this was to Israel, but these prophecies that are recorded in your Old Testament, ladies and gentlemen, they might have the mark of Israel in them in some places, but most of the time, God doesn't just say Israel. He says it like he says in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, in this grave warning concerning a sick society that existed in the days of these great prophets. God warned the nation and all the nations of the world. Jeremiah 18, verses 9 and 10. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. And I'll tell you something truly, something that's a real truth, ladies and gentlemen. God is not through with the United States of America in this hemisphere. This is a Christian nation, even though some of these stupid media people and philosophers and a lot of smart aleck humanists say we're a post-Christian nation. We're not. This is God's nation. He designed it. He built it by our God-fearing patriotic forefathers, and such as Benjamin Franklin, Patrick Henry, and George Washington and others, that we know much about our history. And ladies and gentlemen, we know better than what we're doing here in this land of America of ours. And we're living in a country, and it's amazing that people over here, what most Americans do today is legal, but it's immoral. What they do is immoral, and it's evil. And the Holy Bible is disregarded because it's a threat to their permissiveness. And their permissiveness results in these terrible sins that must be repented of. And as I say, God is not through with this nation. We've kind of acting pagan, living pagan and heathen, but we know better, and we're going to reap what we sow with God's four terrible judgments, and God is going to judge this nation with his four sword judgments of terrorism, pestilence, that's incurable diseases, and there's going to be this great plague and pestilence of AIDS with many other types of diseases that are incurable come upon us, and we're going to have epidemics that's going to spread all over the nation, and Christians are going to be caught in a lot of it. All right, we're going to have terrorism. We're going to be, that's one of God's judgments. The other is epidemics of disease or pestilence, the Bible calls it. Another one, of course, is famine. And then, of course, the worst one that we will get the greatest impact from are God's sore divine judgments that we call natural disasters, and that is storms and floods and droughts and untimely freezes and all types of unpredictable weather patterns that's going to bring all manner of suffering and loss. Yes, God is going to judge this nation, not Russia, not some foreign power, and it's not going to be total annihilation. It is going to be judgment, so God can turn many proud and foolish Americans back to old-fashioned repentance. And that is one thing that I teach on this broadcast every day, that Christians in this nation, most of the Christians in this nation are fearful, faint-hearted, and double-minded. And most Christians today, there's three things they do when they're in a crisis, and that is they break down, they break out, or they break through. Most of them break down or break out, and not many of them really get down to business with God and break through to victory. But we've got to realize that this is God's nation, and all this immorality and homosexuality and abortions and unisex styles and all these terrible crimes and evil habits that have that's made our society sick. Crime, violence, murder, theft, cursing, smoking, drinking, dope addiction, gambling, divorce, juvenile delinquency in our countryside and city streets is full of juvenile savages. Political corruption, false prophets, phony Christians, dead churches, sorry parents, disease and misery, heartache and rebellion against God epitomizes our fool's paradise that we're living in. And I'm glad that God called me to, on this network and on this ministry, the Word of Prophecy Fellowship, to have this ministry to preach God's Word, which is the truth that will turn Americans and can turn Americans back to becoming, well, what our patriotic forefathers intended for us to be, and that is a God-fearing nation. Well, we're living in a country, it came out in our newspaper here in Jacksonville just recently, and here's what it says. The caption in a little place in the daily newspaper said, "Religion. While Americans in general have become more religious in the past few years, the nation's morality and ethics are diminishing, a recent Gallup studies show." See, the nation's more religious, but our morality and our ethics have diminished. That's because we're not listening to the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to listen to God's Word, and we've got to teach, repent, or perish, because if we don't repent, we will perish as an individual and as a nation. And we must get rid of our sins. Jesus, the prophets, and the holy apostles said, or they'll get rid of you. Sin and rebellion against God's Word will bring ruin to an individual and a nation. Jesus himself said in John 8:34, "He that committeth sin is a servant or a slave to sin." And that is, you're a slave to your sins and evil habits. But he also declared in that particular passage in John 8, he said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And he says, free from sin and its destructive consequences. And that's why we contend for the Word of God and preach it on these broadcasts, because it can lead you to victory and deliverance and set you and make you free from sin. And Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "You better repent or you will perish." And we do live in a sick society that's full of sin and full of all kind of acts of rebellion and depravity and defiance against God and His Word. Well, we've got to recognize the fact that we're sick, and we've got to be told, and we've got to just contend that the Bible, the prophets, and Christ, and the apostles all forewarned us prophetically of the very things that are happening in our nation today that's bringing us down low and ripe for the judgments of God. Well, our forefathers, when they came to this nation, on the Mayflower and other ships that brought them from the old world to this country. They brought our Holy Bible, and that is the real Bible, the King James Bible. And they brought the Word of God over here that they set this nation up. Our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution was framed from the inspiration of our Holy Bible. And I thank God for these patriotic forefathers, and these politicians we have today from the White House on down certainly are not that type of men. They're not that type of people. Well, we're living in a nation where the humanists have taken over the school system, the judicial system, and have even taken over most of the churches. And these old liberal scholars, they've changed the Bible into some 60 perversions from the real Bible, which is the King James or authorized version of 1611. And they say that the King James Version is archaic. It's difficult to read and understand. I say baloney. When I went to grammar school in the 1920s and 1930s, my teachers, they read every day the King James Bible to all us children. And as we become teenagers, we still had the Bible read to us. They didn't have a Sunday school class. They just read the Bible to us, and we recited the Lord's Prayer from the King James Bible. And you know what? We all understood the Bible. These old fuzzy-faced philosophers and theologians today, what they're doing is perverting the Word of God and leading people away from the Word of God instead of to the Word of God, which can make you free from sin and your evil habits and help you to go to heaven and escape hell. Well, the Bible forewarned us of this in Romans 1:25. This is helped making this society a very sick society. And it says, they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. See, they changed the truth of God into a lie. That's what's happening today on a wholesale scale. Also in 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning. Here it was predicted that our end time generation, people would be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to the old early 30s and 40s when we had the old mourner's bench in the church and the old sawdust trail down many tent revival meetings and auditorium meetings and places where the Word of God would preach, where sinners wept their way and mourned their way to victory. When they repented of their sins, they quit their drinking and smoking and cussing and lying and committing adultery and perverted sex and everything else, and they turned to Jesus Christ and Father God in true repentance and for eternal life. And ladies and gentlemen, I pray that God will grip your heart in this message today to turn you to the truth that will surely make you free. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to grip our hearts in the power and persuasion of your word. And your word is truth. Jesus said, you'll know the truth. That's your word. Again, you said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And I ask you to grip their hearts and minds and spirits in the power and persuasion of the Word of God to turn them to the truth that will make them free from their sins and evil habits, in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle on the Word of Prophecy Fellowship broadcast. And we've come your way, ladies and gentlemen, by Holy Ghost direction and Holy Ghost anointing. And I pray today that God will touch your hearts and somehow you will be persuaded to turn your life over to Jesus Christ, and you will search the scriptures that we preach to you, for in them you'll find that you have eternal life. I hope that God will stir your heart, that you'll want to stand with me with your faithful support, and write me that letter this week with your support. And also, if you're not receiving our literature, especially our magazine, you'll write for it, and we'll mail it to you without cost or obligation. Write me to Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion, is my prayer for every one of you.